Fourth and Inches, the best podcast. Mike, Tone, and Vero. Fourth and Inches, the best podcast.
What?
Best podcast for the Dolphins.
They're my favorite.
You know what?
I like Fourth and Inches. I like Fourth and Inches better than our own podcast.
I like Fourth and Inches. I don't listen to their podcast on the regular.
Better than our own podcast.
But their personalities are pretty fun. Sometimes they can get a little annoying.
And better than our own podcast.
Love to Vero and Mike.
Niche is better than our own podcast.
What? You know what? I like but.
Tua Tagovailoa. I've learned to say his name, even spell it. I like his first name.
I don't think I've said it. I don't want to say it.
To be honest with you, I still have no idea how to say it.
Well, I do, but I don't want to. It's like Tua. Your name is fucking Tua.
His
name is Tua Nigga Man.
Yeah, but you know what? I even found Jesus.
It really is.
I don't think that's what it is, Cuban B.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Tua. Hold on. Google it right now.
Am I allowed to say that?
It doesn't sound like it, Mike.
I'm going to be honest with you. Leopola. I might get 100,000 retweets on Parler right now if I do that.
Tua Nigga Man.
It might be Niga. Sometimes in certain circumstances, the word the in Chinese is niga, but they say it fast and it sounds like they're like niga, niga.
Hold up. I'm calling my black friend because I got to say this.
The one that you keep so you can say you're not racist.
Exactly.
Right.
He's had him since middle school.
Exactly.
I'm calling him right now. I'm asking him if
the
I'm
same,
allowed to
the
say
same
this.
Kid and he was adopted by white people.
If he gives me the go-ahead, I'm saying it.
But no, I mean, it's just, look, I'll give everybody two syllables. So two, that's it. You want to call them? I'm not going any further than two syllables with anybody.
Two.
I mean, I'll just start calling him T so I can take a break from the second syllable.
I might just call him the second half of what Tone just said.
Well, certainly in private. What are you laughing at? You're Cuban. Why are you laughing, Cuban person?
I was just going to say, you know what? Tone can't even say it either.
Look, they not only do they think they're white, but they think they can say that. Best
of
all worlds.
Oh, wait a minute. They get to say it because that's when they think they're not white.
Yeah. Duh.
Right.
Oh,
okay.
We're Hispanic.
Yeah,
Wait. Hold up.
Pretty sure all Trumpers think they can say it.
They do.
Why does Florida fucking suck balls, Tone?
What do you mean? If Miami-Dade tried, okay? And then the Cubans said no, and the Venezuelans said no, and they're still talking about it. There's literally in the news, I saw a video of this woman. She said that if she had a choice, she might consider moving back to Cuba because she's going to live with a socialist country or a communist country. She might as well live. No, she's going to live in two.
Running away from a dictator, but the bitch fucking stands a fascist. You're fucking dumb. How dumb could you fucking be?
Very. But you have to understand, the Spanish news, El Nuevo Herald, they allowed for most of this year ads to go in. People had paid for advertisement, but it was actually written columns that made it look like it was part of the newspaper talking about how the Democrats are socialists and why they're socialists.
Mike,
why
did you
communist.
Just die, Mike?
What's that?
Mike made a sound that sounded like something like a death sound, and I was thought we might get lucky on the air here.
No, I probably have COVID. Oh. I live in the hot spot, so it's kind of like...
I think you've had it nonstop since it started.
Listen, dude.
Patient zero.
I've had so many COVID tests.
No, Mike was the first one. He brought it over on the cruise ship.
So many different ways. I've had so many things jammed up my nose.
Echo that on Parler.
In my throat. In my ass.
We're talking about your medical history, not your personal life.
I,
Can we talk a little bit about the Dolphins, even, who are 5-3? See, well, Inches doesn't even know how to come back. We've been undocked for so long that the tri-dock is, like, wonky here. We gotta get back into this fucking shit.
Tua. Niga. Man. Tonga. Baloa.
Is it my turn to say it?
Yes, please.
I hate you fuckers.
I give you the time.
I really fucking hate you fucks.
Do you have a beep button?
I'll do it. You're gonna say it.
Go fuck yourself, button.
Oh, I'm sure you'll beep it out. Oh, God.
Are you fucks done?
Yes.
All right.
Hello?
Hello? Miami has
are we there?
The greatest football team.
Well, I'm glad that everybody else is glad that we haven't done a show in fucking 4 months.
No, I am too.
This solidifies it. You guys are literally as bad as Travis and Matt.
Can I tell you, like, giving COVID tests, they're really not fun.
What? The worst part about the COVID test is you can anticipate it and how bad it is, and it still gets jammed up your nose and makes you cry, and you fucking question everything about life. I've had six.
You're from Miami, Tone. Shit goes up your nose automatic, doesn't it?
Yes. It's actually, we wake up in the morning, put something up your nose.
My nostrils are actually loose. Well, you could stick a cock up there. It wouldn't even matter.
Have you taken a shit at work yet? Yes, don't lie.
Yeah. Yes, I have.
So you definitely do have corona. Congratulations. But you spread it to everyone else, so congratulations on that.
I don't flush. I wear a mask. I touch nothing.
Listen, unless you're wearing scuba gear, you got poop mist all up in your ass.
The amount of paper towel and toilet paper that I use now, I'm costing my company so much money.
Mike's going full roll per shit.
I don't touch anything in there. I'm talking even the doors. So like, I kicked the door open. And I use a piece of toilet paper to, like, pull it shut. I don't touch a fucking thing in there. I don't care how bad the dump is, I leave it in the toilet. I don't flush.
That's a false sense of security.
It really is, but it makes me feel better.
Okay.
I wear a mask in there.
You are a corona factory, as long as you know that.
Oh, it fucking doesn't matter, I know.
Oh, shit. Fucking A.
So, the Dolphins.
Yeah, they exist. The last time we did a show, they fucking sucked. And we're fucking 5-3 now. What about that, huh?
Wait, you guys want to hear how impressive Miami Dolphins have been? Is last week was the first time I didn't put on Red Zone during a Dolphin game in years. Years. I didn't want to switch over. There was nothing I wanted to do but get through that commercial break to watch that team play. The excitement that they've injected back into this fan base, back into this fucking city. Well, there's people talking about the Dolphins down here.
Well, it's right because you're a whole city of fair weather people. But that's,
well, you would have been in luck. My friends told me that Red Zone showed 99% of the Dolphins game.
Really?
Yeah, it was, like, always on, they were telling me.
Look, let's just put it like this. In years past, that is 9 times out of 10 a game. If we are ahead at some point, we fucking blow it. And here, Tua is not a great week one, but he turned it around real well. And he actually made the difference. He actually made the fucking difference in week two. So I just feel like, man, who knows what to expect. We got to see a little bit of consistency strung together here, but this is a good test. This week is a good fucking test.
You know what I hate about this, though? I'm starting to turn into a complete maniac again watching the games. This Sunday, actually, the Arizona game, I was pretty close to, like, complete meltdown.
I'm here to certify to you that you've been a psychopath as long as I've known you.
But I'm getting that feeling back to where, like, they're a good team. and the games are really starting to bother me now.
Because like, you feel like it's got to be taken away now, right? It has to be.
Yeah. It just... My emotions.
We're all damaged, man. Look, we've all
and
been
all of a
hurt,
sudden,
man.
The refs are against the Dolphins again.
Yeah.
What? All the what?
In my fucking couch.
All the sudden tone? Oh, wait, I forgot. You've been watching Red Zone for the last 10 years. They're always against the Dolphins tone. Always.
It was especially bad, though. Xavier Howard couldn't go anywhere near Hopkins without a flag.
That was one of the worst pass interference calls I've ever seen.
I will say this. Everybody during a win, they want to gloss over all the bad parts. Not going for it on that third and one was or fourth and one was a bad decision. It worked out for us, but it was
the
still...
The field goal?
Yeah.
I'm not even...
Trying a 54-yard field goal instead of when you have super momentum, not just driving it in there. It wasn't even a yard.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm so in tune with you.
Oh,
I absolutely
fuck.
Flipped... The fuck out when they kicked the field goal.
Yeah, that was the wrong move, but it worked out. So
the top of my lungs, how shitty Flores is for making that decision.
I fucking love Jason Sanders though. Jesus, Maddie, did you see that fucking kick, Mangia?
But you're telling me there was no doubt in your mind that Arizona was going to come right back down the field and score on you, the way that game was going.
No, and the fact that they tried it twice, they fucking went on it to like at least have enough balls to match your fucking opponent in balls. But hey, look, if you want to keep skeeting out wins, I just think it at some point you got to go for the fucking jugular.
How about you, Tone?
Yes.
31-31. Did you feel that Arizona was not going to score?
No, I thought they should have gone for it. They had all the momentum. It was an opportunity to just end the game before the clocks click zero. Yeah, but you know what? Flores had a lot of confidence in his defense. And
how?
Why?
I understand.
That's what we're saying. There was no reason to have confidence in the defense. The fact that they pulled it out was kind of special. But you don't bank on that shit. I don't know.
Absolutely. Murray had, 108 yards rushing?
Ran all over us. He dominated us. As exciting and as good as Tua was, Kyler Murray had a hell of a fucking showing.
Yeah, so that's what makes that decision even more of an imperative to go aggressive in that moment.
Absolutely.
Watching that
I'm
game,
you.
Were you more impressed with Kyler Murray or Tua?
I'm a homer, and this is the fresh look at Tua, so I was more impressed with what we have moving forward. But Kyler Murray, to me, was already cemented as one of the rising stars in the league.
Yeah, look, Kyler was good, but I don't give a fuck about Kyler. What I do give a fuck about is in a clutch fucking situation, Tua extended drives with his feet, and I didn't even know that he could move like that. So that kind of made me feel good.
I'm not going to lie. I know he had a lot of great plays, and he did. He had a great game. I'm not taking that away from him at all. But there was a lot of times in that game I thought he had cement feet in the pocket.
Yeah, and it's his second game ever.
I know, but it got me a little worried during that game because I'm like, Jesus Christ, move out of the pocket.
Right, but if we can win games while this kid is learning the fucking ropes, I was the first person to say he's going to have to prove it to me. And you can't prove it to me in 2 games. You might not even be able to prove it to me in 10 games. He's got to lay performance after performance after performance. He's got to build a foundation because I am not a fucking homer. I will operate results-based to tell me how I feel about a player, but I'm going to give you credit where it's due. He went in somewhere. He won a tough game against a better quarterback, at least better right now.
Mm-hmm. Can we also agree that he is so accurate, he doesn't understand how to throw the football away?
Definitely had some problems.
Not for nothing. If that guy didn't give up on the route, he may have had a play on that ball too.
But if this motherfucker's biggest problem is that he doesn't know how to throw the fucking ball away, I'm kind of happy.
That he threw the other one into the lineman's feet.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. He's pretty bad at that.
That's how accurate he is. He doesn't even know how to throw the football away.
He's so accurate. Like, to throw it up into
the press box. Fucking please, frozen rope.
But, you know, I'll say one thing about the whole Kyle Murray thing. Tua doesn't have that offense.
The worst set of skill position guys in the league, and that's even before Preston went down.
Did Flores go into the season and just say, hey, you know what? I'm going to pull an Adam Gase. Running backs are overrated.
I fucking listen. If Jordan Howard don't take off that number 34 jersey, I think I'm going to kill him.
It's the most embarrassing thing.
That is ever. The most egregious fucking intrusion upon one of the greatest running backs that has ever played the game of motherfucking football. Had to quit 5 years and smoke his fucking brain out just to be kind of as good as everybody else and not 1,000 times fucking better. And you're going to put Jordan 1.2 yards a carry, fucking Howard. I don't know how much his fucking average is. Can't be much more than that. Get him out of that jersey and retire that fucking number because I will fucking murder him. FBI, this is my admission. This is the evidence in court. If Jordan Howard comes up fucking dead, it was me.
He's going to lead the team in touchdowns.
I don't care.
No, I know.
Get him out of that number. I don't care. I hate him.
Now Preston Williams is out. So we have like...
I kind of hated him too. Parker. Dropping all the fucking balls.
We got Parker who's that's why he went clearly not healthy yet.
Never healthy. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Jakeem Grant is 47 millimeters tall. What else do we want to fucking say?
Can I ask you two about him since we haven't talked much during the season? Do you absolutely hate him most of the game and then he makes that one play and you're like, oh, okay.
Right. Exactly.
How many times does he drop the punt?
I've accepted him for who he is. I'm excited when he makes a good play, but for the most part, his talent supersedes what's production. Now when he's dropping opportunities, I don't know. He's very frustrating. I've got to the point where I'm numb to him. Sometimes I forget he's even on the team until I see him out there, all 47 centimeters of him trying to run a fucking route.
Well, that's what Mike said, that like, you totally fucking hate him until he does that one thing. Like, he has a couple of times even picked up a first down here and there this season, like more than I can say for any other fucking season. But I hate these guys where you got to wait for them to not suck, you know?
Then you're like, oh, he made one play. And then you're like, you're trying to justify for the last 5 games that he was off.
I'm glad Mike isn't on Twitter anymore, Tone. I'm fucking glad because Twitter, it has gone blind homer, like on everything. Don't say nothing bad about Tua. Don't say nothing bad about fucking Flores. Don't say nothing bad about the team. Well, guess fucking what? That's not the way it works, bitches. We say what we fucking say. When you make a good fucking move, I'm going to tell you good job. When you don't, I'm going to say go fuck yourself. That's the way it works. You don't just go all in with one side. That's what has this country in trouble. The binary thinking.
I think that Patriots loss is really going to come back to haunt us for some reason. I got a bad feeling about that.
Hey, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. How fucking amazing has it felt walking around town with your dick fucking arcing from side to side as a 5-3 team in a town of fucking losers?
No, football isn't played in New England anymore. They do not talk football. It is like off the table. There is no football talk ever.
Nobody wants to discuss Cam Newton up there?
No one wants to talk football with me at all.
Well, most of them quit when they got a black quarterback anyway.
Most of them now are either Tampa Bay fans now or all they do is watch Brady just to root against them. So there's no Patriot football anymore.
So you haven't enjoyed it at all wearing Dolphin shit.
I still try to bring it up. I bring it up as much as I can.
Please tell me you're wearing Dolphin shit around town.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Well, that don't feel amazing?
Oh, it absolutely does. But like Tone and I's discussion about Heat Celtics, it don't mean shit until you win.
Oh, fucking baloney.
No, I mean,
they're
really
2 and what? Fucking 3 and fucking 5?
And we lost to them.
Yeah, but we're going to fucking kill him the next time. Like,
I mean, we hope.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. I never count those idiots out.
Did you see them barely win against the fucking Adam Gase-led Jets? Please, come on.
I know. I'm honest to God, I'm taking more pleasure in Adam Gase being 0-9 than caring about the Patriots.
It's going to be awesome.
I've never been more disappointed in
one of those quarterbacks.
Yeah. He's going to ruin every quarterback he ever touches, and it's pretty obvious.
He's terrible.
I mean, he fucking...
You know what's terrible? Fucking Mike is terrible. He can't take any joy off of where we're at right now.
Because I'm a fucking Dolphins fan. I'm just waiting for it to be kicked out from us.
Listen, I've been a Dolphins fan long fucking time. Long fucking time. I don't know when you got damaged. It's been like 30 fucking 3 years for me. So you're still shitting in your diapers when I started rooting for this fuck-ass team.
I'm just waiting for it to go bad.
Mm. Yeah, me fucking too, but... Come on. Let's put it in terms of a this week type of thing. If I said it before, I said last week, obviously not on the show because I've been so fucking lazy I haven't put any together. but I've been saying to people that I feel like last week was a linchpin. If we had found a way to beat the Cardinals, that would signal to me, it would be a litmus to me that we would find a way to beat a lot of other teams, and that would mean if we beat the Cardinals, we have a good shot at the wild card, if anything else. And I still believe that. I mean, and if we win this week and improve to fucking 6-3, then I'll probably allow myself to get hype.
Same there. I mean, the next 4 weeks are now 4 winnable games. So this is the streak you need to go on. Which
this is what's going to show us if this is a different Dolphins team or not.
Exactly, because they should be.
That they should win.
They should be favored these 4 games to win.
And you're playing against your peers. Your teams are in similar position as to you in as a franchise, as a quarterback position. Overall, the Chargers, the Broncos, the Cincinnati Bengals, all the teams coming up are your peers, and it's a great test. Like, as much as up to Rivero saying, when they're able to beat a good Cardinals team that played well, that should put the expectation on this team to do very well in this stretch run right here of 4 very winnable games. Because if you're the same old Dolphins and Flores isn't a great coach, you can easily lose any fucking Sunday.
Absolutely.
But this is an opportunity to place your franchise above your peers. You're not the Kansas City, you're not Baltimore yet, but you could put yourself at the top of those teams that are knocking on that door.
Let's agree to at least one thing. A lot of people, myself included, I said 8-8 this year before we knew any of this shit was going to happen. Maybe we're a little bit further ahead than we thought we were going to be at this point. No?
I think it goes back to what you were saying about Tua. Like, just like you say, you're not going to anoint him after 2 games. You might not be able to anoint him after 10.
Can't.
Our place marker and our progress as in this rebuild hangs on Tua.
Absolutely.
So I don't think we could say we're ahead of schedule until we feel we're confident that Tua's ahead of schedule.
I got a question, too, because I've been really interested in all the rookie quarterbacks this year. Do you feel that, like, Burrow and Tua and Herbert all are finding success because there's really no advantage of where you're playing? Do you think that's helping these rookies a lot this season? Because they were in Arizona, and there was, like, barely no noise. That's got to help.
I think that plays a role. I think the difference, like, this entire year is kind of like an asterisk in all sports. I don't think teams are preparing for their opponent the same way. Because there's limitations on how much time you can spend together, honestly, practice, and all these different things. I think it's given these rookie quarterbacks a better opportunity to show out. They're not facing the same heartache or hardships that other rookie quarterbacks are facing.
Right. Exactly. Let's call it a soft opening.
Because, like, yeah, seriously, yeah, you exactly. really think? I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but
no, you're
you
not.
Really think these 3 quarterbacks are that good? That they're coming in, like, week after week. Like, Herbert's putting up, like, 350 yards a game.
Look, what this dynamic of the virus does is it levels the playing field in a way that we're not used to. Home field advantage is a thing. Well, not in Miami, but most other places, home field advantage is a thing. And they don't have to deal with it. So, yes, it's majorly different in that regard. And will he have to reinitiated next year when it's for real, if people are even allowed in next year, we don't know how successful.
You know how you, I just figured this out.
Combating this shit will be.
It just fucking just dawned on me. You know how the Dolphins could have sellouts every home game? Make sure Trump's there. why didn't they think of that before?
I don't know. Tell them about on Parler, Mike.
I will.
When Trump's out of office, they could probably run that promotion and fill up the stadium.
Absolutely. The fucking place would be mobbed. I think that's a great idea.
I'm going to pitch it to the Dolphins.
Well, Stephen
Ross will definitely
Stephen
have
Ross,
no,
yes.
no problem with it.
Stephen Ross will fucking love it. I was about to fucking say. That's another guy that people on Dolphins Twitter like to stan. If you stan Steve Ross, fuck yourself in the ass. How about that?
I mean, that's kind of far. That's a little far.
Yeah, that's right. Their dicks would never reach.
Steven Ross.
Fuck Steve Ross. Fuck Donald Trump. If you're with the Trump cult, do not listen to my fucking show. I'll come to your fucking house, bitch. Right?
Oh, my God.
So what? Good.
I missed this.
You guys want to get back to the Dolphins and do an extra long show, or you want to wrap it up?
I think we pretty much covered it, to be honest with you.
Well, of course Mike would say that. How about you, Tony Baloney?
What are you expecting from Tua Herbert?
Tua to drag his nuts over fucking Justin's face?
Tone?
We need to beat the Chargers. They have found every way to lose games all year. So we need to continue that momentum and beat them. I'm expecting both quarterbacks to show out, to be honest.
I mean, stat-wise, they're the better team, believe it or not, even though they have a shit record.
Yeah, but they just find ways to – it's like even though Rivers left that team, they still have that curse on them. They just find ways to lose games. But
I was looking at some stat. They have, like, the number 9 offense and then, like, the number 12 defense.
But look at their fucking skill position. Other than, you know, if they're healthy at running back, you'd probably have a different story. But they got great weapons all over that team.
Oh, yeah. Tua has none.
None. Devontae Parker is non-existent.
We just beat a really good team, though. So, you know, you got like Tone said, you got to put your expectations somewhere. And if we're doing a week-to-week thing and I'm splitting the difference between week 1 and week 2, I still have a pretty good expectation that you're going to go in there and be competitive.
Yep. Absolutely. I think we should win. We should be able to win that game. Even though statistically they might be better, but we're a completely different team than we were.
Yeah. And look,
every other game
this year. All right. There's been too much draw on fucking Tua, which naturally. But let's not fucking gloss over the defense. I'll put my foot out of my fucking mouth or put it in my mouth. I don't fucking know. I was not happy with where the defense was at to begin with, but holy fucking shit, right? Last few weeks has been ridiculous.
And so, it all leads with, I hate to say it, the Patriot pickups.
Yep. Every fucking Sunday, there's a guy making a play I didn't even know was on the team.
And that's not where we got Ogba from, is it, though?
Well, no.
He's been unbelievable.
I mean, you know, he is probably the best pickup they've made in, shit, I can't even remember, 20 years, probably.
Ogba's got my hog raw.
You got Van Noy, Atlanta Roberts, making plays here and there, Eric Rowe.
Eric Rowe, what a transformation that guy's had.
Holy shit, my Tua jersey just shipped.
I hope it gets lost in the mail.
I ordered it back in May.
You're never getting it.
It just shipped. Just got the email.
Well, when the Civil War starts, you won't get it.
Ah, oh, fuck.
The Civil War.
Fucking, by the time I get it, they'll be fucking...
What's the status on the order of your fucking Tua vest?
My Tua vest?
Your Tua bulletproof vest. That's the only order that matters now.
Yeah, I know, right?
Because I'm going to try to shoot you.
Oh, okay.
Must be nice.
Oh, shit.
Well, you know what's crazy? My internal clock is pretty much tied to the sun. And I'm getting so fucking tired, and I look at the time, and I'm like, what, why, how, where? No, I should not be tired.
There's no, that's cold. There's no reason to change the times back and forth. This is fucking stupid. This isn't the 1800s.
When's the last time you had a COVID test?
Last week? 2 weeks ago, because I had a little lung infection. But since I had the cough, Job was like, you're not allowed to come back until you take your COVID test. So I had to get fucked in the nose again.
Yep.
But now it's rapid results. Within an hour. Bam!
You know, that's like the least effective test.
One in the nose?
No, the rapid.
Isn't it the same shit? They've been shoved in the nose for all of them.
Nope. The rapid test is like the third. There's like three different styles now. I'm an expert, trust me.
It seems like have a lot of experience with this, so I have some really good news for you. There is a new test. It's 100% foolproof, and all you have to do is stick my dick in your mouth.
Baby.
That doesn't sound fun.
Well, enjoy your corona. Is it
just sitting in there? You're just sticking it in there and let it sit in there?
Yeah, I guess you have to swab the cheeks with it. Both cheeks, and really push it as far as it goes.
Sure, straight
to the console.
Fucking
Jesus
Christ.
Oh, I don't have tonsils, so you don't have nothing to worry about with me.
Oh, yeah. All right, you fucks.
All right, bros.
Well, it was nice to hear from Mike. I'm going to try, obviously, how much fucking content goes on the channel, I'm directly responsible for that. And if more doesn't come on soon, it's because I've been as lazy as I've been in recent weeks. So I just haven't fucking felt like doing it. I got other shit going on. You know, we'll see, right?
You guys can hit me up on Parler, where I'm trying to say Tua's full name.
Google it.
We'll just let it fucking trail off like that. We'll just let it trail off like that. What do you say? Mike.
Tua what? How's it go?
Tua!
Right, Inches, the best podcast. Mike, Tone, and Vero. Fourth and Inches, the best podcast. What? Best podcast for the Dolphins.
They're my favorite.
You know what?
I like Fourth and Inches. I like Fourth and Inches better than our other podcast.
I like Fourth and Inches. I don't listen to their podcast on the regular.
Better than our other podcast.
But their personalities are pretty fun. Sometimes they can get a little annoying.
And better than our other podcast.
Yes. Love to Vero and Mike.
And then just better than our other podcast.
What?
You know what?